Municipalities across Wellington County with a public pool are experiencing lifeguard and swim instructor shortages. Lifeguard shortages is something we're seeing in Wellington County, but it's also something we're seeing provincially. It's been happening prior to the pandemic, but COVID-19 has definitely magnified the shortage of lifeguards and swim instructors, explained Bruce Parkin, Center Wellington's manager of aquatics, recreation programs and zone chair for Lifesaving Society Canada, in a phone interview. What happened during COVID is that a lot of our facilities closed over the last 2 years. It really reduced the ability to teach those leadership programs and courses people need to take in order to get their certifications. A lot of these courses can only be done in person. Parkin explained that staffing numbers fluctuate over the year across the 5 public pools in the county, depending on whether their pools are seasonal or not. Centre Wellington has their Sportsplex, which operates the whole year, while Wellington North Township and the town of Minto respectively have 2 outdoor public pools that operate as seasonal. Typically, Centre Wellington staff a total of 35 to 40 lifeguards and swim instructors. Currently, however, they only have 25 lifeguards on staff. Recruitment is hard because we're seeing a lot of people not being able to finish their certifications due to the closure of pools, but also because the typical demographic of lifeguards and swim instructors are in high school. So, oftentimes, they only have 2 years available for work. We're definitely trying to recruit and attract more people outside of that demographic, said Parkin. The township of Wellington North also experienced a staffing shortage last summer. Last year, we had to post a job advertisement online 3 times because we couldn't find anyone. We also had to change our programming last year because of the pandemic. We didn't offer a lot of programs, and there have been times when our pools had to close due to staff calling in sick, explained Mandy Jones, township's community recreation coordinator, in a phone interview. We had 1 full-time supervisor, 2 head guards, 2 assistant head guards, 6 lifeguards, and 2 of those lifeguards were part-time. The year before that, we had 13 full-time lifeguards and we didn't have any part-timers that year. Each year, our staff just keeps getting smaller and smaller. In order to prevent staff shortages for the upcoming swim season, Jones took her efforts to Twitter by tweeting a reimbursement of certification fees for those who will be hired by the township. We are very excited to announce that we are offering reimbursement of certification and recertification fees for lifeguards, swim instructors, hired by the township for the 2022 season. For more information, email recreation@wellington-north.com or call 519.848.3620x4342. pic.twitter.com/v5ekij1fp, TWP Well North, at TWP Well North. February 14, 2022 Jones explained that the township has implemented the following approach in order to prevent further staffing shortages, which has an approximate impact of $4,000 to its operating budget. As a way to retain existing lifeguards, the township will cover 100% of the cost to recertify lifeguards, national lifeguard and swim instructor. As a way to recruit new lifeguards, the township will cover 50% of the cost to certify a new lifeguard, and 50% of the cost to certify a swim lesson instructor. As a way to build in succession planning for lifeguards, the township has lowered the cost of the Bronze Medallion and Bronze Cross programs. The Lifesaving Society Canada has changed the minimum age prerequisite for certification as a swim instructor, lifesaving instructor or national lifeguard from 16 years old to 15 years old, explained Parkin. They will still need to be 16 years old to be hired as a lifeguard or a swim instructor, but they can get their certification, which speeds up the process and helps us retain more staff for a longer period of time.